In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This evening, as we give the sacrament of confirmation, I would like to speak to all of you who are going to become soldiers of Christ. As we mentioned in the past, ordinarily, we would ask questions in front of everybody. I might say, the girl over there, what is the sacrament of confirmation? Or I might ask one of the boys over there, tell me the seven gifts of the Holy Ghost. Or what is the gift of understanding? Or what is the gift of fear of the Lord? I could do that. But I know how nervous that would be for all of you, to stand up in front of everybody and not know the answer. You know it, but in standing in front of the bishop and having to answer all these questions, your mind grows blank. So I'm going to be really charitable and not ask you any questions, okay? But I am going to speak about the sacrament of confirmation. The sacrament of confirmation is a sacrament by which we receive the Holy Ghost in a very special manner, which enables us to be strong and perfect Christians and soldiers of Jesus Christ. When you were baptized, you got grace, sanctifying grace, God's life for the first time. And not only after you got baptized, you get sanctifying grace, but you also got the virtues of faith, hope, and charity, and the seven gifts of the Holy Ghost. But today, as you are confirmed, you're not only get an increase of sanctifying grace, but you're going to get an increase of those seven gifts of the Holy Ghost. How is confirmation given? We're going to give confirmation just like it was in the Acts of the Apostles. St. Peter and St. John went to Samaria. The people were baptized but not confirmed, and they imposed their hands on them. And we also anoint your forehead with sacred chrism. Chrism is a mixture of olive oil and balsam blessed by the bishop on Holy Thursday. And when we anoint your forehead with chrism, we say, I sign you with the sign of the cross, and I confirm you with the chrism of salvation in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. At that moment, an indelible mark is placed on your soul. The Holy Ghost comes upon you. Sanctifying grace is increased in your soul, and you get that special sacramental grace to be a soldier of Christ. We can speak a long time, but I don't like speaking long in a sermon. But I do like to give examples. How does the Holy Ghost help us? How does the gifts of the Holy Ghost help us? In two ways. Enlightens our mind, strengthens our will. To know God's will and to be able to do it. The gift of wisdom helps up here. The gift of wisdom helps us to appreciate the things of heaven more than the transitory, the passing, fleeting things of this world. How important is that gift of wisdom? There's a lot of people in the world today who think they're smart, but they don't have the gift of wisdom. They don't really know what's important in life. I think of the example of the three Fatima children, Lucia, Jacinta, and Francisco. Little kids, but they had the gift of wisdom. Our Blessed Mother had shown the children in a vision in July. She swept her hand, opened up the ground, and they saw a vision of hell. At that moment, the children understood how serious life is. Our Blessed Mother says, here you see hell, where the souls of poor sinners go. Our Blessed Mother told them to pray and sacrifice for poor sinners. When you read the writings on Fatima and read what the children said, that left us such a lasting impression. Those little kids, even though they were small, were very wise, because then they grew up spiritually and they realized the most important thing was to get to heaven and get everybody else to heaven. And everything else was not important. Second place. We also have what we call the gift of understanding. That helps us to grasp the truths of our faith. Sometimes we might be asked a question by someone who's not a Catholic, maybe a neighbor, a friend, or someone. Why do Catholics do this, or why do Catholics do that, or why do you believe this, or how do you explain that? The gift of wisdom will help you to explain the faith and help you to grasp the truths of the faith. The gift of counsel. Decisions have to be made in life. What does God want me to do? Especially in difficult circumstances, the gift of counsel will direct you. Then we have the gift of knowledge. That is the gift of the Holy Ghost that helps us to use the things of this world for their proper end. We live in this world, but we don't want to be of this world. The gift of fortitude. You know, many of us know God's will. We know what God wants us to do. We know the commandments. But keeping them is very hard sometimes. Temptation comes in so many different forms. And that's where the gift of fortitude strengthens us to resist temptation. Now, I'm not going to go off into a tangent here, but I want to focus on one particular thing Our Lady said at Fatima. Mary said at Fatima, the Mother of God said at Fatima, more souls go to hell for sins of the flesh than for any other reason. How important it is when it comes to sins of impurity that all of us be firmly resolved to stay away from occasions of sin. If a movie is an occasion of sin, if the internet is an occasion of sin, if television is an occasion of sin, if certain music you listen to is an occasion of sin, may God the Holy Ghost strengthen you to cut it out of your life. I'm going to tell you something. Not me. I'm going to tell you what Jesus says. If your hand's a scandal to thee, cut it off. If your eye's a scandal to thee, pluck it out. If your foot's a scandal, cut it off. Better to go to heaven with one hand, one eye, or one foot than go to hell with both. Now, Jesus wasn't telling us to hurt ourselves. That would be a sin. But he's saying this, nothing, nothing, nothing is worth going to hell for. And how important it is that we be firmly resolved to stay away from occasions of sin. If something's an occasion of sin, and it's a problem for you, you're weak in that area, don't let that spiritual poison destroy you. And I worry about this because we live in a day and an age where everyone's so technically advanced and so connected, and yet at your fingertips, you have such serious occasions of sin so prevalent right at your fingertips. If something's an occasion of sin, get rid of it. Get rid of it. Not worth going to hell for. Now, I'd like to just share with you with regard to the gift of fortitude one thing. The gift of fortitude helps all of us, strengthens us, sustains us. You know, as a bishop, I have to deal with many people, many problems, many sometimes situations that are not very good. But the gift of fortitude sustains me. But also, I know that when I'm doing my role, my job as a bishop, as long as it's in the capacity as a bishop, God's going to sustain me. And I'm very well aware that I don't cross lines. That's the reason why I don't have TV. That's the reason why I only deal what I absolutely have to do with regard to emails and internet. That's the reason why I don't go to movies, don't watch videos. I don't watch that stuff. Because even though a movie might be good, there's that one aspect, that one part in there that might not be so good, and I just don't want in any way, shape, or form to even have the remote temptation of offending God. You parents, I cannot stress enough, your children's souls, their innocence will be destroyed by pornography. If you are not monitoring the internet with your children, not monitoring what they're watching on TV, not caring what they go to movies and see, you're going to answer to God. And I'm telling you this because, you know what? I know the occasions of sin. I went to, you know, some people, oh, you joined a bishop, you joined a seminary when you're 15, what do you know? I went to public high school in Chicago. We had a couple thousand kids in that school. There ain't anything I hadn't heard or seen in that school. And I know Our Lady's words, more souls go to hell for sins of the flesh than for any other reason. I know that firsthand going to a public high school. Not that I participated in that, but I saw it vividly amongst the students, boys and girls. Filthy, filthy lives. In fact, that's what made me want to join the seminary. They were so corrupt. There was so much immorality there. I said, man, these people are going to hell, and they're going fast. And I said to myself, I want to put myself in a position where I don't want to be in anywhere near this. And that's what really motivated me to join the seminary. But I want to get back to the point. The gift of fortitude strengthens us. And sometimes strength means staying away from the occasions of sin. Persons, places, and things that will lead us into temptation and offending God. Be strong in the faith. The gift of piety helps us to look upon God as our loving Father and reverence everything that pertains to Him. Sometimes you think of piety, oh, it means folding my hands. No, piety is inside. When I deal with God, I deal with my Creator and Lord, and I revere Him. I love Him. He's my loving Father in heaven. And anything that represents God, I will reverence myself. That's the reason why, at the end of the gospel, we kiss the book. That's the reason why we kiss the altar. That's the reason why we genuflect. That's why we try to make sure we behave ourselves in church. And lastly, the gift of fear. Fear of the Lord, as we read of in Scripture, is the beginning of wisdom. You know what the scary thing is? When I look at the world around me today, and I do a lot of traveling, I'm at airports all the time. Very busy airports. You see thousands and thousands of people. The scary thing is, so many of those people live as if there was no heaven and no hell and no eternity. They live such a godless and pagan life. That is really, really sad. They have no fear of when they die, what's going to happen. But for all of us, let's not make any mistake. God put us in this world to know Him, love Him, and serve Him. And at the end of this world, when we die, God's going to ask us to render an account. And you know what the bottom line is? In time of temptation, in time of weakness, bottom line is there's a place called hell. And God will send us to hell. He will send us to hell if we commit one mortal sin and die in that state. But you know, God loves us. He's so merciful to us. And He wants to help us in our weakness. We're all weak. And that's the reason why He's instituted the sacraments, especially Holy Communion, our daily super substantial bread. The bread that has come down from heaven, Jesus' body, blood, soul, and divinity to strengthen us. When we're weak and we fall, we can go to confession. But tonight, you're going to get that sacrament to strengthen you with the gifts of the Holy Ghost, the increase of the gifts of the Holy Ghost to be soldiers of Christ. So as we were saying, how important it is that we need all the help we can get. As soldiers of Christ, pray your prayers every day. St. Alphonsus Liguori says, you don't pray, you won't make it. Number two, receive the sacraments. They're such abundant means of grace. Go to confession regularly. Receive Holy Communion frequently, daily if possible. Your salvation, my salvation depends on it. Prayer and the sacraments. Let's not give God the tidbits of our life, the tidbits of our day. We go through all these things we're doing in life, and when we got time, we'll squeeze God in. We'll give Him a little smidgen of our time. No. How do we expect that God's going to reward us if we're putting God in the last place? And I want to share one other thing with you, and that is if you have God in your life, As our Lord says, as we read in sacred scripture, to those who love God, everything works unto good. If you want to be a success in life, both spiritually and temporally, then love God and stay close to God. So on this occasion of your confirmation, congratulations to all those who have become soldiers of Christ. Remember the graces you received today are going to stay with you the rest of your life. It is a very special time. And once again, I want not to forget, remember those of you who are sponsors. At the moment of confirmation, put your right hand on the right shoulder. That's as we put our hand on their head and anoint the forehead, your right hand should be on the right shoulder of those being confirmed. And as a sponsor, you like a spiritual parent. Pray for them. Exhort them to the practice of their faith. And also for those who are being confirmed, remember, after confirmation, we give you a slight slap on the cheek. Don't worry, I haven't hurt anybody yet. Yet. But I would like to say that that reminder is to think of it. As soldiers of Christ, we sometimes have to suffer. And that's how we prove our love for God, by suffering, carrying our cross, overcoming temptation, keeping God's commandments, living our faith. And sometimes by doing that, we have to suffer. So don't be afraid to suffer. That's how we show our love for God. So once again, congratulations to all those to be confirmed right after the last gospel. Right after the last gospel. Please, choir, don't sing a hymn. Right after the last gospel, I'm going to take off my chasuble and maniple, get on the cope, and immediately begin the Veni Creator. So know him after last gospel. Be ready for the Veni Creator. And whatever has been the practice, whatever Father or the sisters have practiced with, insofar as coming to the communion rail, however that's to be done, I leave it up to you. But Veni Creator, then the sacrament of confirmation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.